Judiciary to order June 3rd, 2005, and again, thank God it's Friday day. It was so-called a short week because we weren't here Monday and I think Tuesday and Wednesday. I had 29 hours in the building, and I know some of you had over 20, so we're trying to get things around. Heidi, can you tell us what we're going to do? We're going to have a work session for the purpose of measure introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. We have a Judiciary Committee bill. It is Legislative Council Draft Number 3650, and it is a bill relating to criminal fine and assessment accounts. It was requested, I believe, by a couple of different stakeholders, but it establishes the priority of allocations from the criminal fine and assessment account and eliminates a criminal fine and assessment public safety fund.
Representative McPherson.
Mr. Chair, I move that LC 3650 be introduced as a committee bill.
Representative McPherson moves that LC 3650 be introduced as a committee bill. Any objections? Not so ordered. Open a work session on House Bill 2313.
Mr. Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2313.
Representative Barker has moved that the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2313. The motion is undebatable. Those of opinion that the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2313. We'll say aye. Those opposed, no. Yeah, go ahead and give an explanation on it.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, House Bill 2313 was passed out of the Criminal Committee on May 13, 2005, and it was sent to the floor with the due passes amended recommendation after the Dash 2 amendments were adopted. Since that time, Legislative Fiscal has had an opportunity to review the Dash 2 amendments, and the fiscal impact is significant enough to require a referral to the Budget Committee.
I'm going to go ahead and have you take the vote on the suspension of the rules.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Worth?
Absent.
Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. The rules have been suspended.
Representative Barker.
Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2313 was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Moves that we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2313 was sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Those of the opinion that we should reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2313 was sent to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation, say aye, and those opposed, no.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Worth? Absent. Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, I move that House Bill 2313 due pass as recommended and with it, due pass as amended, be referred to the House Committee on Budget.
Representative Barker has moved that House Bill 2313 due pass as amended be referred to the House Committee on Budget. Any committee discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Worth? Absent. Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Motion carries. Open a work session on Senate Bill 56A.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 56A would require or would prohibit a person from operating a motorboat or idling their motorboat engine while any person holds onto or occupies any portion of the boat aft of transom. It does provide exceptions for persons who are assisting in the docking or departure of a motorboat, exiting or entering the motorboat, or are engaged in law enforcement activities. We heard from Paul Don Hefner, who is the director of the State Marine Board. He told the criminal subcommittee about a study performed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Since 2001, they have been studying carbon monoxide poisonings and documented 49 severe poisonings, 17 resulting in death, and this was all from an activity known as teak surfing, where individuals hang on to that platform as the boat drives around, and boats around. This would create a violation punished by a maximum fine of $360 to prohibit that activity.
Have a motion on the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 56A to the floor to do pass.
There are no amendments on that.
No.
Representative Barker has moved Senate Bill 56A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Objections?
I just have one thing. I'm probably going to change my vote to no, only because I would rather see us educate. I was surprised to learn that this is such a problem, but I would rather see us go with education rather than punishment at first, and that's where I'd rather see us go before we start inflicting jail.
Objection noted. Any other discussion?
Call the roll, please.
Bill 56A moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and I'm going to put it on the consent calendar.
I'm sorry. With Representative Thatcher's no vote, we can't.
That's right. Unanimous.
Okay. You were the carrier out of the sub? Okay.
I got that.
Okay. Open a work session on House Bill 2101.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2101 comes to you from the governor's office. It creates the Oregon Homeland Security Department. Chair, members of the committee, your subcommittee on criminal law has recommended that this bill be referred to the State and Federal Affairs Committee.
Representative Olson.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2101 to the floor without recommendation. Ask the passage and the bill be referred to the Committee on State and Federal Affairs.
Representative Olson has moved the House Bill 2101 to the floor without a recommendation as a due pass, as passed, and the bill referred to the Committee on State and Federal Affairs. Any discussion?
I'm just confused on the motion. It's going to the floor for a...
No, it's going to be moved from this committee to the State and Federal Affairs Committee.
With no recommendation.
There's been some substantive amendments, which is basically almost a gut and stuff of the bill, and we have not had time to really go through it. Any further discussion? A vote, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative
Barker?
Aye.
Representative
Flores? Aye. Representative Garrard? Aye.
Representative
Thatcher? Aye. Representative Wirtz?
Absent Vice Chairman
Person?
Aye.
Mr. Olson?
Aye.
Chair
Krieger? Aye. House Bill 2101 will be moved to the Committee on State and Federal Affairs. Open a work session on Senate Bill 368A.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 368A comes to you from Senator Deckett and Representative Garrard. The bill prohibits the audiovisual recording of a movie theater of the movie being exhibited without the written consent of the theater owner. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, you have before you the -3 amendments, which were adopted in the civil law subcommittee 2 days ago, and they amend the bill as it comes out of the Senate to take care of a technical problem. While I had a conversation with Mr. Hughes with their counsel down in California, one of the things that they were concerned about with the bill that came out of the Senate is that it may have conflicted with federal copyright law, and the amendment gets to the same point and by at the same time avoids any federal problem.
Okay, I have a motion on the bill. Representative Garrard.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 368A as amended to the floor with a DPAS recommendation.
Representative Garrard has moved House Bill 368A to the floor as amended with a DPAS recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, as we talked about yesterday, I just wanted to say that I will be voting for this bill, but only with the understanding that it will not harm these companies that do cleanup of various movies. So.
Okay, so noted. Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Bork? Absent. Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. Senate Bill 368A, as amended, moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Representative Garrard, would you carry, please?
Yes.
Open a work session on Senate Bill 599A.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Senate Bill 599A comes to you from Senator Manus Anderson, and the bill requires a court to dismiss a charge for failing to carry proof of insurance if the person charged delivers to the clerk of court proof of insurance showing the driver was insured at the time of the offense. Chair, members of the committee, this bill comes to you from the Subcommittee on Civil Law.
Okay. Have a motion on the bill? Representative Garrard.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 599A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Garrard has moved Senate Bill 599A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Ackerman?
Yes, I just want to note for the record, Mr. Chair, that I did receive a couple of inquiries from members of the Justice Courts, I believe, and they had an objection basically that they felt this should be just a one-time only deal and that repeat offenders should not have the same privilege. I think they agreed, and I basically told them this had gone through the Senate for the public hearing, gone through civil sub here for the public hearing. We hadn't heard of these issues, and I'm afraid if we do an amendment now, pass of House goes over to the Senate, that the bill could easily die because of the lateness of the session. So I think that they've had two bites of the apple, and I prefer to proceed on the bill on the merits.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Bork? Absent. Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. Senate Bill 599A moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And again, Representative Garrard, you're busy. We're going to hold House Bill 2285 over at least until Monday. Open a work session on Senate Bill 106A.
Chair Krieger, members of the committee, Senate Bill 106A comes to you from the governor's office. It is the elder abuse bill. This bill does several things. It amends the reporting requirements for elder abuse and abuse of disabled person to include firefighters and emergency medical technicians within the definition of public and private officials who are mandatory reporters. It amends the definition of abuse itself within the scope of the statute to include sexual abuse and the wrongful appropriation of funds. And it also prohibits a person from obtaining a restraining order against a guardian or conservator. There is a Dash 8 amendment that was approved by the subcommittee, the civil subcommittee, that covered three additional areas. It inserted tighter language into the section pertaining to the relief that the court may grant pursuant to the restraining order, making clear that that relief can be granted either on the request of the elderly or disabled person themselves or by the guardian petitioner acting on behalf of the elderly or disabled person. It also inserts language with respect to long-term foster care homes and sex offenders, requiring state agencies to notify long-term care facilities of
sex offenders, allowing long-term care facilities to deny admission to registered sex offenders and to refuse, and to transfer or discharge residents who are sex offenders pursuant to rules to be determined by DHS. And the last issue addressed in the amendments is the deletion of sections of the bill that would limit the transfer or passage of property from an elderly person to the person who has been adjudicated as the abuser of the elderly person. I note that that deletion of that section was because that those provisions are wholly contained in House Bill 2415, which has already passed the House and passed the Senate. I believe it actually passed the Senate yesterday. So that portion of Senate Bill 106 is already going to become law by way of that other vehicle.
Okay, need a motion on the amendments?
Yes, on the Dash 8s, Mr. Chair, and I'll move that the Dash 8 amendments be incorporated within Senate Bill 106.
Representative Ackerman has moved Dash 8 amendments into Senate Bill 106. Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. A motion on the bill?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'll move that Senate Bill 106 as amended be forwarded to the House with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Ackerman has moved Senate Bill 106 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion, objections? Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Ward? Absent. Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. Senate Bill 106A as amended moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Did you put a carrier on 106?
Put the carrier? Who was the carrier on 106? Yeah, okay. Back in the carrier on 106. Okay, open a work session on Senate Bill 115.
The committee, Senate Bill 115 comes to you from the Department of Correction. It presents an opportunity for you to repeal a 1987 law that requires the Department of Correction to provide ongoing medical care to individuals who as inmates participated in radiation experiments under the direction of Dr. Carl Heller and others at the Oregon State Penitentiary between 1958 and the early 1970s. There were two laws that were passed in response to these experiments. One is the one that's before you for repeal that guaranteed the ongoing medical treatment, and the other prohibited such inmate experiments. The latter statute that I'm referring to is not before you. This bill would only repeal the statute that allows or that requires DOC to continue to perform ongoing medical treatment for the inmates and former inmates that participated in these experiments. I noted in the criminal subcommittee, the civil subcommittee, that there was a class action lawsuit brought by 67 of the surviving inmates that resulted in a settlement that included an agreement that this measure would be brought before the legislature and this statute would be repealed.
We have a motion on the bill. Representative Gerard.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 115 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Gerard has moved Senate Bill 115 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Call the roll.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Gerard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Ward? Absent. Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. Senate Bill 115 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation. And you were the carrier, Representative Flores, in the sub? I have it marked down.
Well, actually, okay, I was.
It says Gerard.
Yes.
There, or my little note, it says Flores. Do you want to flip or fight? Or?
I'd be happy to carry it, Mr. Chair.
I'd be happy to fight. No.
are wrestling with our performance-enhancing steroids and other
precursors. Sir, giving reconsideration to Representative Forrest's reputation for arm wrestling, I decline. And
thank you.
What's said here stays here.
181A. Late in the session, we're getting tired, I can tell.
Chair Krieger, members of the committee, Senate Bill 181A comes to you from the Oregon Criminal Justice Commission. This bill would allow the court to decline a waiver of filing fees for an inmate who is filing suit against a public body if the court reviews the pleadings and finds that the pleadings fail to state a claim for which relief may be granted. There is a current statute that states that the decision about whether to waive fees for an inmate suit against a public body can only be based on the inmate's financial situation. So the court only has discretion to make the waiver if it determines the inmate has no funds. This would add another factor on which the court could determine that the filing fees may not be waived if it looks at the pleadings and it determines that the pleadings do not state a claim.
Representative Gordon.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 181A to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Garrard has moved Senate Bill 181A to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Or is Ackerman first?
Okay. That's okay. Mr. Chair, I raise an issue at the subcommittee level as to whether the court has the authority to do this, in that it's making a ruling on a pleading that has not yet been filed with the court because of the lack of a filing fee. Subsequently, I was provided with a case citation that supports that view, which is State versus Lampert, L-A-M-P-E-R-T, 171 or app, page 336, a 2000 case, year 2000. I feel that I'm still inclined to believe that the court does not have the authority to rule on the filing until the pleading, until the case is filed. And with that, I think we have a substantial legal issue, and that will persuade me to vote no on the bill. I don't think it's been thought out enough, or this, I don't think this issue has been pursued well enough. Thank you.
What was your vote in
did I vote yes and sub? I think I did.
Yes, you did. Any further discussion on the bill?
But Mr. Chair, I've been furnished the same legal opinion. I haven't had an opportunity to study it closely enough. It's my intention to vote for the bill here, to move it to the floor, but on the understanding that upon further reflection, I may vote against it on the floor if I'm convinced that there is a substantial issue here.
That's fine.
Mr. Chair, is it possible for us to have copies of the opinion as well?
Yes. Let me see if I have it here, the whole full opinion. I think I have it here. It just have to be copied.
Okay, I'll touch.
I can have counsel do that. Do I have counsel? Yeah. Okay, we'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Okay. Representative Garrard, would you withdraw your motion to move the bill so I can take it back and take a look at this legal issue?
Mr. Chair, I withdraw my motion on Senate Bill 181.
And we, committee members, any objection to that?
No.
So order, we'll take it back to committee and look at it, please.
Thank you.
Open a work session on Senate Bill 230A.
Chair Krieger, members of the committee, Senate Bill 230A comes to you from the Oregon Law Commission. This is the bill that would create a process and some definitional assistance for the appointment and duties of a guardian ad litem in a juvenile dependency matter or juvenile termination of parental rights matter. This is an issue that has been a problem in the juvenile code because there is nothing currently in the juvenile code that clearly defines how the court can go about appointing a guardian ad litem or what the duties of a guardian ad litem is or are. There is a dash 4 amendment that was adopted by the subcommittee, and there is actually a dash 5 amendment that replaces the dash 4. It has everything in the dash 5, it has everything that was in the dash 4 with the addition of an emergency clause. So this is essentially the same amendment that was before the subcommittee. The bill, as amended, would set up a process by which the court must hold a hearing if any party requests and upon cause to believe that a parent lacks the capacity, either physically or mentally, to make decisions in the juvenile proceeding. And it sets out a standard by which the court must determine whether or not a guardian should be appointed. And the standard is that the court may not appoint a guardian unless it finds by a preponderance of the evidence that due to the parent's mental or physical disability or impairment, that the parent lacks substantial capacity either to understand the nature and consequences of the proceeding or to give a direction and assistance to their attorney, and that the appointment of the guardian is necessary to protect the parent's rights in the proceeding. The guardian must be a licensed mental health professional or an attorney with the requisite skills in mental health issues. The guardian may not be a member of the parent's family. The duties of the guardian are to consult with the parent and the parent's attorney and to actually make the legal decision that the parent would otherwise make, including and up to the decision of whether or not to admit or deny allegations in a petition, whether to contest jurisdiction or wardship, or whether to relinquish parental rights and make decisions with respect to adoption. The bill also has a provision that would require the Public Defense Services Commission to compensate a guardian ad litem, and it also has provisions with respect to the decisions that the court must make about whether or not to terminate the guardian ad litem before the case itself is terminated.
Representative Ackerman?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I'll move that the Dash 5 amendments be incorporated within Senate Bill 230.
Representative Ackerman has moved the Dash 5 amendments in the Senate Bill 230. Any objections? Not so ordered. Motion.
Yes, I move that Senate Bill 230 as amended be forwarded to the House with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Ackerman has moved Senate Bill 230 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion, objections? Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Worth? Absent. Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. Senate Bill 230. Any moves to the floor as amended with a due pass? Representative Ackerman, you want to be the carrier?
All right. Thank you.
Open a work session on Senate Bill 231A.
Chair Krieger, members of the committee, Senate Bill 231A also comes to you from the Oregon Law Commission and also has to do with juvenile court proceedings. Specifically, this measure cleans up the statute concerning juvenile court records. It clarifies exactly who has access to what's called the social file, juvenile court records such as caseworker reports, psychological reports, other things, many things that the juvenile court receives and relies upon but that are not technically pleadings. It also clarifies who can share that information. It clarifies that the circuit court clerk must keep the information in the social file to be maintained in the case of an appeal, and it clarifies that the juvenile court transcripts are to be subject to the same disclosure requirements as other juvenile court records, that is to say that they are confidential with limited exceptions. The A3 amendment that was that is before you now has everything in it that the A2 amendment had that was before the subcommittee, but it adds an emergency clause.
A motion on the bill? Amendments? The amendments are in the bill?
The A3 amendment is new and should be moved.
Okay. Representative Garrard?
Mr. Chair, I would move the -3 amendments to Senate Bill 231A.
Representative Garrard has moved the -3 amendments to Senate Bill 231A. Any objections? So ordered. The motion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 231A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Garrard has moved Senate Bill 231A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion, objections? Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Thacker?
Aye.
Representative Ward? Absent. Vice Chair Person?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. Senate Bill 231A as amended moves the floor with a due pass. And Representative Garrard, would you be the carrier? Open a work session on Senate Bill 284.
Chair Krieger, members of the committee, Senate Bill 284 is the bill with respect to the extension of statute of limitations if the attorney dies before the expiration of time that was otherwise allowed for the commencement of the action. You heard this bill last Friday in full committee. At that time, Representative McPherson pointed out an inadvertent glitch in the bill that would suggest that if the attorney dies much sooner than the expiration of the statute, that it may actually cause a too soon expiration of the statute. So there is a -1 amendment that has been drafted to clarify that issue, and it makes clear that that the action must be commenced either within 6 months of the attorney's death or within the time of the original statute of limitations, clarifying whichever occurs later. This is was heard in the civil subcommittee earlier this week, and the members believe that that cured the potential problem that it had.
Motion on the bill. Wait a minute. I got the amendment. We need that.
Yeah, we have to do the -1.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I move that the -1 amendments to Senate Bill 284 be incorporated in the main bill.
Representative Ackerman has moved that the -1 amendments be put into Senate Bill 284. Any objections?
Mr. Chair, I've noted that they were adopted in civil on 6-1. And was I in error on that?
No, I don't know if they were or not.
My notes indicate that they were as well.
Okay, we've got them in there.
So we're just double sure.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'll get a motion on this in a minute, but to avoid discussion of dead attorneys, do you want to put that on a consent calendar?
I was hoping that was not in the relating clause. And I found it's not. And then I thought, gee, do I want to carry a bill involving dead lawyers? It's a slam dunk to pass if we do that.
You might get some good questions, too. Have a motion on the bill?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move that Senate Bill 284 as amended be forwarded to the House with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Ackerman has moved Senate Bill 284 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any objections? Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Ackerman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Thacker?
Aye.
Representative Worth? Absent. Vice Chair McPherson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. Senate Bill 284 as amended moves the floor with a due pass recommendation, and I think I will put it on this consent calendar.
Mr. Chair, I might note that it did drop 5-0 votes in the Senate. So
well, maybe we won't get any more than 5 in the House.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. You don't want to talk about dead attorneys.
No, I wasn't. I was just raising it as a question about whether we wanted to.
Open a work session on Senate Bill 332.
Chair Krieger, members of the committee, Senate Bill 332, sponsored by Senator Ringo, would extend dentists into the physician-patient privilege for purposes of the Oregon Evidence Code. Currently, the Evidence Code defines physician to include doctors, certified naturopathic doctors, chiropractic physicians, and this measure would add dentists into the definition of position.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 332 to the floor to do pass.
Representative Barker has moved Senate Bill 332 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion, objections? Call the roll.
Representative Beckman?
Aye.
Representative Barker?
Aye.
Representative Flores? Representative Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Worth? Absent. Vice Chairman Ferguson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye. Senate Bill 332 moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and I am going to put that on the consent calendar also. Open a work session on Senate Bill 355A.
Chair Krieger, members of the committee, Senate Bill 355A comes to you from Senator Nelson. This is the bill that would allow tax-exempt charitable organizations to conduct bingo operations in more than one county. There are some restrictions, however. It can be in no more than three counties, and it must be provided that the game is conducted at a location where the organization generally conducts charitable program activities, and further, that the annual handle, which is the total money bet on the games, does not exceed $250,000. The measure also exempts the electronic devices that are sometimes used in charitable bingo events from the definition of gray machine for purposes of a statute that prohibits possession of such devices.
I have a motion on the bill.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 355A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Flores has moved Senate Bill 355A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion or objections? Call the roll, please.
Representative Beckman?
Aye.
Representative
Barker? Aye. Representative Flores?
Aye.
Representative
Garrard?
Aye.
Representative Thatcher?
Aye.
Representative Worth? Absent. Vice Chairman Ferguson?
Aye.
Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Chair Krieger?
Aye.
Senate
Bill 355A moves to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and it will put it on the consent calendar also. Any further business? I think we're getting down committee a little bit towards the end of the House bill. It's got two or three more. I think a lot of the future stuff that might come our way from the Senate, they're going to be putting into the state and federal affairs if we can, if it fits. So continue to do your good work. And because I'm going to be busy there, Chair Ackerman and Chair Barker, be careful what we bring forward. Make sure it's complete. And you, I know you can't get everybody to agree, but try to get some good clean stuff to it. Anything further?
I'm just questioning about, you think that the Senate bills will not then be routed? Some Senate bills will not be rerouted?
Yeah, I think some will be coming down there and some will be coming here.
What's the prospects that committee is going to remain open for the same time that we would?
It will be longer than we will. We are supposed to be done by about the 15th.
Okay.
The exception to that would be the meth package.
Mm-hmm.
And possibly the marijuana in the workplace. Those two bills will probably do here.
Okay. I want to make sure that we're not saying that the bills that are going to state and federal affairs is a dead end, because I don't want retaliation on the Senate side with our bills. That's what I'm afraid of.
A lot of the bills are be going down there simply to get this side cleaned up, and we'll be working the bills in that committee also.
Right. Thank you.
Are you going to bring the workplace marijuana?
What now?
Are you going to provide the workplace marijuana?
No. All right. Make sure that's on the